where the agencies or the villages were saying, or for example, even around overlapping claim rights, and then the matter is attached to the Lending Court for adjudication. Thereafter, we've got the implementation phase, the process where the award is made by the court, is implemented, or where the administrative processes have been able to be achieved. So this is then the acquisition part of the land, or failure of the financial compensation. The function of the commission during the lodging of claims are followed in terms of the law is to collect claims, to receive claims, according to the restriction act. To take reasonable steps to ensure that the claimants are assisted in preparation and submission of claims, establish and keep the national land register, this is in terms of agreement, and to enter into the register the details of all land restitution claims lodged. From the 1st of July, 2014. And also to ensure that the register is up to date. An overview of the reopening of the lodging of claims. We're aware that the restitution amendment act has been calculated extended for a period of 5 years, as was created by the commission. And as control measure, the act has created two offenses, whether the incident obstructs or undue influence claims or any other resistance for pursuing the act to claim. In the second one, you are certainly going to get paid with any sentence or any case. Honorable Chair, we can say that in this instance, we've had cases, mostly all of the folks who have been made aware of individuals who either came to the residential department who are going around charging communities for the process and the same form. That the time is almost about 500. About 500 where they have commissioned. We have been made aware of case in case any where the police has intervened and the individual has been arrested. The Act also provides for the registration of claims laws before 1998 Tarot. And the establishment of national land. And we are aware the new claims are all lodged through an electronic logging system in site, with the posting logging site and additional mobile lodging offices. Information provided by claiming researchers and supporting documents are scanned and filed in the system. A printout of completed electronic form is signed by the claimant and filed in a hard copy file. And updated acknowledgement received of claim generated by the system with a unique reference number and given back to the claimant. The claimant claim is then forwarded to the claimant acknowledging and received the claim or the claimant is lost. The loss of the system automatically creates another message that was mentioned. This is just the progress that we show to the various communities and the process of development of lending. During the first Parliament portfolio committee in the 19th of February 2014, was informed that the Commission has developed a plan to roll out the plan in terms of how we're going to roll out the opinion. And this led to accommodating and logistics on the lodging site, management of communication and information technology. In terms of accommodation and logistics, all the processes and sites are operational as mentioned, and these are located in Victoria, Nelson, West Bank, Polokwane, Longford James, Kimberley, East London, Queenstown, Cape Town, George, Pusimark, West Friday, Mabad, site has the required wheelchair equipment and network connectivity in all of the networks of the where the site are leased, the Department of Public Works has agreed that the version site shall remain unchanged for the duration of the 5-year version so that we don't disrupt the process. And we've got plans in place to increase the number of version sites, 33 by 2015, 16 and 22 by 2019. Mobile lodgement offices, we are creating 4 mobile lodgement offices and that has been produced to help support all parts of the country, especially those in rural areas. The equipment to install in the mobile medical offices has to produce as procured, and the type of mobile office that we're talking to is the type that is similar to the one that's used, for example, by home affairs, that's able to go to various places. The deployment of the local offices shall be supported by mobile communication units, which are part of the communication campaign discussed below. The deployment shall be informed by the provincial schedule, where we want to ensure that the problem is clear to stability, and we've got in the commission coming with action to research on identifying exactly where the hotspots are, with the information provided to her by the provinces, but also looking at the use of South Africa and how that plays on people, and also looking at where people should have came and did not came in previous rounds. So that when we deploy units, we're taking that into consideration. The new ones of method, 116 homes have been advertised to the Lodgement College, 14 offices. And this includes the manager, project coordinator, a senior project officer, an administration officer, that's a treasurer, and a record officer. These folks are in the process of being filled. Most of the provinces have already advertised any shortlisted. Existing experts that are currently supporting the launch process and are very successful in affecting. And Larissa, which is the National Rural Youth Corps, are also assisting the management of the landscape development project, and including the new group. Communication, a comprehensive communication campaign has been developed, and sent out the communication campaign is actually the distribution of the student's manual, which informs the student about how to attend. This manual has been translated into all the official languages, including the Braille and the Meko and Pen languages. And already to date, 87,000 copies of the manual have already been distributed. The distribution is carried out by the Narotech, as you have already mentioned, a community development worker, officials of the commission, and other stakeholders. For example, with the officials, to get invitations to the provinces to go and address various communities on how to educate children. And we are also using community radio stations and like to ensure that people are aware of the process. We are also using antique media platforms to ensure that communication is filtered through everybody. We've got a call center and information center at the national office, which is operational. Provincial legislators, the district, and local municipal councils, houses, particular leaders, and other stakeholders have been placed on the roadmap by all the provinces. And 9 mobile communication units, and this is above and above the lodgement offices that I mentioned, the mobile lodgement offices, have been preparing and child deployed information where the mobile offices will visit. So, as we mentioned before, what we want to show is that before the mobile office actually gets on site, that the communication units will have gone beforehand to ensure that by the time the units come to receive the case, the community members are aware of what is required. That, for example, if it's a community case, we require that the community actually has a community resolution, so that by the time that the mobile units are there, the proposals or resolutions are available, or any other outstanding information that has been collected. And these units are also deployed to rural areas of high threat, as already mentioned, areas where things should have come from, but it's not. And we intend to ensure that it comes to the whole country within the first 5 years of business. Another action plan of 30,000 copies of the system manual and has been ordered for distribution. On the information technology, as already mentioned, the electronic lodgement system is operational. Computers, printers, the scanner, the NESA, and NESA support the system are in place in all the 14 lodgement sites. The lodgement system automatically creates the national register, lends the and generates the cost. and just to provide basic support and consumer support. And as I mentioned, really we've been alive now for months, and when COVID was coming before. And backups are done daily, and the system is replicated every 4 hours, and we intend to improve quality so we can start our own. The Act also requires that the Commission must ensure that the priority is given to the current change that is in the collection of the current COVID-19. And outstanding claims shall be settled simultaneously with the new claims, but we'll be said that the new claims will prioritize payments. And as the 31st of March 2014, 8,401 claims were outstanding. Information about outstanding claims to province, district, and local municipalities available. And the bulk of the claims are at request stage, and outstanding claims are at problems. If you look at the table there, you've got, as mentioned, the total of 8,471. That's on the stream, extreme, on the action, I've identified. And you see the breakdown of the province, where you've got 989 incentives, 10 in the first stage, 1,210 as a specific, 1,000 Natal, 2,118, Mbobo, 764, and Bumalanga, 2,678, Northern Cape, 32, North West, Province, 85, and Northern Cape, 1,139. As you can see from the chart there, most of the claims are at stage 2, which is the research stage. The search overview for 2014-19, the Commission actually tabled the present extent and identified principles to dispose, which is land rights resource, in order to have a claim for an agrarian coordination by 2019. Such measures for the restitution of land claims were open for people who did not meet the deadline. Organizational solutions were given in terms of if we go to the first one, you said that land rights were sought to identify the restoration of land rights or provision of accessible rivers to those who are dispossessed before an acquired connection as an indicator for the service as a result of past business loss. Implementation is measured by the number of claims that were finalized and the number of land claims as previously discussed, we said that the conditions are that the claims that are not complete and have been finalized, and the claims are all claims where you've got multiple rights in one case. And then we said that in 2015-19 NPS, the Commission has planned to settle 1,107 new claims and to finalize 983 claims and to implement 191 base projects and to research 5,435 land claims. The research of the all claims was before the head of the trial of the Commission. A lot of the restitution of the second one, land claims were open for people who did not lodge before the deadline. Solicited and received claims for restitution of land claims by the 30th of June 2019, rollout a communication campaign to inform the citizens about their rights. Lodgement should take place in the registration of the rights, which indicated the progress then, to maintain an electronic land restitution register required by the Act. And on the organizational change management, we said that we wanted to improve corporate governance and service excellence through the organization of the Autonomous Commission, strengthen the legal framework of the regularization and self-operating procedures for us to reduce the burden it takes to settle and claim, improve our business information and improve communication, conduct a self-audit on all of the officials of Commission, and based on the outcomes, implement the program of skill development and training, improve the research capacity and project management. These are just the 100 people that I interviewed. And again, this is just a breakdown test province of the targets that we set for ourselves. And this is the budget for 2015, 16 until 2018. The total, if you look at the baseline for it's 2,661 for 2015, 16, 16, 17 is 3,000,000 again. In terms of the strength, which is the lessons learned, as of 11th of August 2014, we had received a total of 9,742 claims lodged. And the reason we have the total death of them, that this is the date where, when the subdivision was sent to the today, as of yesterday, we were sitting at 12,500 claims lodged. Claims have been captured electronically. We have a high number of claims that are in the ordinary case housing. And we appreciate the involved experience in daily interesting women to keep the country working. And at this point in time, the lodgement system is coping with the high volume of the lodgement. 3.5% of the claims that have been lodged are incomplete. This means that the people who have come to lodge claims have not provided all of the information that I got to be able to then comprehensively that the claim is in time lodged by the claim. And comprehensively lodged, not the right claim, but still have to do with that in order for the very claim that the claim that is on. Claim charge and analysis is being done on a weekly basis. The following examples of the reports that are generated. If you look at the chart, it actually seems to break down per lodgement type. It tells you exactly how many claims have come in that lodgement center, and also those claims that have been lodged by incomplete. It gives you also a graph of the number per province that we were able to identify where most effective claims have been already incomplete. It also shows you a cumulative total of claims lodged through the FICA, and again, it's already indicated the highest number there. This was an analysis of claims lodged by race and gender, and as you notice, at the point in time, more claims are lodged in terms of the FICA. Also just wanted to note that we've got with the five cards the different percentages, and we've got the COI and funds that are authorized lodging claims. And remember that the COI and are not excluded from lodging claims, but what is the law currently is that as long as the claim has been lodged as a result of the possession that happened after 1950. So no one that should be improved as a claim or what, I mean, this is so that it happens after 1980. And that's just the analysis on the types, so where you've got people, either the community representatives that come to the claim, you've got direct events, the claims who come. You've got people who lost on behalf of the estate, that is on behalf of the deceased estate, or you've got the choices to the individual family towards the result. And it also shows the type of options that that the communities or individuals have to find. And just to mention that at this point in time, it's just an age basis. And this is just some of the options. The types where you have fair copying grand challenges, you've got schools, for type of and others. And the commission at this point in time has said for two that data capturers to be in the operating station in the Western Type. we see that there's a need for additional capacity there. Motors has had to be used particularly in the loading sites that have high volumes on a roster basis. And the residents in the community have become aware of people who are trying to prevent the other difficult payments in the process and looking for them. So we have to make sure that the communication is intensified and also ensure that the mobile units are rolled out and the system. We also have to create more partnerships communication so that we are all affected.
Chaplain, I wanted a clarity on page 16. So on page 16, about the post, they said that they are going to, they are advertising some posts, some number of posts. So I want to know what happened with the staff before. Are you have additional staff now to this? So how long are you going to take this to implement? Because you said that you're going to do the post, maybe I don't know how, when, but you want to know when are you going to fill this post, because that will make the delay for the allotment of lanes to the community. The other one, Chair, is on page 16. They said that the outstanding claims are set up systematically with the new claims, but the new claims shall be prioritized for the payment one. Because those people are waiting for their payments. Why do you prioritize the first one? Thank you, sir.
Thanks, sir. I'll just start with a few questions. The first is, what is the amount of money the commission requested this financial year from Treasury? Not what we got. What? You initially requested. And when you hear that answer, I'll be able to make a fair input. The second question is, we know that about 7-8% of the letters in the list have been sent since 1994. In total, what is the percentage of land restituted or the contribution of the restitution commission to this hotel? And I will forward the first question, which is, on average, when we pay financial compensation either to the farmer or the landowner and the community, what is the difference? Because I know, like this guy in Tualanga, we gave the billions that present got announced because we are giving him money for land, stolen land. What happened to the situation where a community is selling Cape Town because for whatever reasons they can't get that land is given financial compensation? You need to know that to understand what I'm going to say now.
Thank you, Chair Martin. And thank you for allowing me to ask the question. Jake, the advantage that the minister is still here, that we will associate. I have to educate that some of us were still confused on what's happening here. In one of your slides, you say that this is overdue. This requires the duration of land rights or provision of equitable redress to those dispossessed of rights in land after 1950s as a result of partially Unitary laws and practices. I guess that we are still following the cut-off date of 1950.
Honorable Deputy Minister, what happens when one child claims land, a land which is occupied by people previously born? I see a little bit of sex on this. Someone said those people cannot claim land because of the cattle. Another one says no. It is what we call a heritage exemption. And can yourself and the commission explain what is a heritage exemption? And when that heritage exemption is used to get the land back to that tribe or to that individual, after the cut or before the cut of the date, would you apply that across the board? All subjects, or will it just be an exception between types? And if you are going to allow it, will it not heighten the tension among ethnic groups? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We welcome the presentation. So I wanted to find out that on the human the capacity to start issue. I think it's still outstanding in the history when I see the architectures to us still outstanding. One thing is the position, and then some things which are the project to start. How many have you started in which volunteers? Can I get the number? And the mobile offices, are they ready? Where are they? Can we get the four mobile offices? Which media houses are we using? Because I've never seen the media houses like this. There's an issue that I'm concerned with the whole place. I think it's case 16. You notice that you only can prioritize the latest lane. What will happen with the previous lanes, like the old lanes? Are they prioritized? Are they going to diminish the issue of our? And even the old games, are they not electronically, like, done? On the old games, how many, if the IT is used, how many of them are online, so to say, and then it's not live in the total of 8,000 plus? The first one is because the issue of consistency with numbers. I don't want to come, but there's consistency with numbers. And can I get an explanation about the many different cases that usually your phase 1, 2, phase 4, your stretch part, because this time I will finish. This is phase 7 again. Your question is of one case, for example. Your question, you have 14 in the shape, the students 14, then cycle 4. If they go to phase 1, phase 2, phase 4, you can include this in the shape. Now, with the same with the unique consistency of numbers, we have the recovery question shape. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I'd also like to support the question of how much budget was requested as a space earlier, as opposed to what was received. Chairperson, on page 4, there's, I think, a very good breakdown of the process of land restitution as a whole taking place. And what we've seen in the oversight visit is the capturing of the lodgement bond. I'm concerned that, you know, we saw the easy part of the process, which you said, so you're reasonably well run, and I think the certainty of the office that we were at. But my concern is that you take into account the research component of each plan that I would like to see some type of an estimate on how long that takes on average. I'm sure some type of statistical data can be done based on past experience. The typical time frame that it takes for negotiation to be done. Sigmund and Gordon, if you take the average time that all these processes take, the amount of software that are available, I think one will get a very good idea of what the capacity is of the department to actually meet the demand of land banks coming in. So I would really like to see, I'm not sure whether it will be possible now, but the breakdown on average, how does it take for each one of these phases, how long does it take? And what type of system constraints there are, whether more staff are needed, whether the current staff are able to handle it. But the turnaround time, I think, is going to be really difficult to the committee, and that's where my concern lies. I think you saw the data capturing bit, which I think is to a large extent technology led and fairly straightforward to deal with. And then on page 19, there's a couple of figures that don't make sense to me. If you look at the fourth bullet point first, I'm just using this as an example, the 2015 to 2018 medium term expenditure framework. Well, there's a plan to settle 1,457 new land plans to finalize 983 plans to implement 191 phase projects, which maybe was just explained exactly what the phase project, just to make sure that I understand that with this, well, what we're explaining later in the document or whether. When I'm missing the point there. And research 5,235 land plans. Now, a presentation to this committee in the previous parliament referred to an estimated 397,000 valid land plans. That was the terminology used. That's what being, that's what this presentation to this committee said. Now, this doesn't look remotely like a correspondence to that particular estimate. So, Are we, was the information given to the committee previously incorrect, or are there in fact 397,000 estimated land claims that are in place? Alternatively, are we severely under budgeting and under planning for the size of what we're going to be facing in terms of land use decision? But I guess there's something I'm missing, so if that can please explain.
The drastically is in terms of the reopening is an activation capital. Now, it's really the number of claims from the claim in the sun was obviously finished in 1930 and had been submitted. And in that analysis, you see, scientists can investigate this 1913 cutoff that is the asset, which means automatically the applicants will go to the Dublin. I get concerned because my understanding is that there is indeed a window of the opportunity that had been created by this amendment, this also. So please, that's a certain consideration to that. My colleagues have raised in different ways some of the concerns. The one is with regard to the fact that the existing post has been advertised. Indeed, the second bullet point refers to posts that are in the process of being filled. What we would like to know, I know we are now voting on operational issues. What we want to know is how many of this 116 posts are being filled. Are all of them targeted to be filled, or will only a certain post proportion of that be filled? Because our concern is indeed that our operators and mechanisms and systems that have been put in place to deal with the influx of new applications will not be able to be handled. So that is the one. The other thing that the chairperson did is the issue of the mobile lottery site. Chairperson, this is appreciated. of concern, my concern there is, is there any intention to increase it? It's currently four. Are there any plans to increase it to 10, 16, etc. I'm just using 10 and 16 as I speak, but it cannot remain at the level of four. We are a very, very vast country, and we will continue to keep it like that. This, you know, will not be able to cover the mountains of the country. But Chairperson, very lastly, perhaps I need a patient in relation to this. I'm just in my mind wanting to begin to visualize when will some work start on this new application that I'm doing. I was saying we wait until the 30th of June 1990 before any of this trend will be considered processing, research, abandonment, etc. I say there has to be some, we need to start planning to do work immediately so that we factor in it would be a concern if we say to let that work until the last hour, the last minute, the last second, that come in the third circles, and only then will begin to start working on what will be creating a serious problem for us. Thank you very much.
My question is related to the legal matter. Among them, are there litigations against the commission, and how are those litigations impacting on your program? And then what will happen again if, for instance, there is a claim that was settled 10 years ago, and somebody comes in and claims that land that was settled by the commission. There are already cases that I know of in Scotland where there is one personal authority claiming land within the area of another personal authority. How good proposals are that? I mean, those are some of the questions that are really in my mind when I talk to you. Very open. Thank you very much.
Can I take the department to respond? I will come to the second one. I think I'm in question. I'd like to be consistent. It was the second one. So over to the department.
Can I just quickly correct starting the same on page 3 of the presentation, which that is the second bullet of 10 years any claim shall be settled simultaneously with the new claim, as the old claim shall be prioritized for payment. The old claim shall be prioritized for payment. The mistake is that we so we're prioritizing the one that we lost before the crisis. On the question of the additional post, can I comment and say that if, when we were planning for the opening, we prioritized for the opening the additional 100% and this was based on the breakdown that I gave earlier on the needs that we are getting for this one. And I just think that also it's important to note that when you prepare for an amendment of an act, you anticipate when
the baby should be signed into law, but we don't know when this infection is going to be signed because the heritage is still the same. We therefore prepared ourselves as much as we could, which is why, even with the advertising of those tools, of course, we have advertised the charging set, but we held off on employment at a certain time because we were not sure that the city was going to be signed into law. So now we are moving to make sure that we now see it go forth, because now the amendment is now law. And so even with that corporation issues, we might be into the lobbying process. We had to move very swiftly, taking that into consideration. For example, with communication campaigns with the mobile units, both the communication mobile units and the excellent offices. Everything is on cost, but we've had to ramp up our activities on the basis that now we've become aware that there is a design. So there was an expectation that there would be a bit of a lag in that. Our focus was dealing with the current landscape as the normal process until we were then told that the president had signed the landscape into law, and then started shaping focus to make sure that we command. And in terms of the questions around the constitution and taxes, I think my colleagues answered some of the questions from both sides. And can I just mention again that the cut-off date is the 1915, and this is based on the constitution of our country, which is section 7, which talks about depossession and restoration of people with disabilities. And as a result of racial discrimination laws. And therefore, at the end, the cut-off date for people who did not have an opportunity to lodge when the date was closed in 1998. So we, in terms of the Constitution Act, cannot take any new claim that is a claim for people to request a claim of the right for any disposition that happened before 1950. So if any individual comes to us and says, I'm here to claim for disposition that happened in 1800, as a commission, we have no money to take on that claim. And the Honourable Lisa spoke about the fact that disability by the Minister of Finance. Those are two different groups. Currently, the amendment, Act 2014, relates to the opening for the current date for those who did not lodge for 1990. Historic landmarks and reactive sites were the key issue that were indeed raised by the President of the country in the where it was indicated that we had to take into account historic landmarks and heritage sites. But these are two different processes. The current process is about the cut-off date of 1998. Historic landmarks and heritage sites are a process that is underway through the Department for Archaeological Reforms. The Minister has had various engagements and, of course, stakeholders involved in researching the possible solution for transformation. So this would relate to historic landmarks and heritage sites, not for only a certain group of people, but for everybody in South Africa. But that's still a process that's underway. That is subject to the current process that everybody is talking about today. And on the matter around those cases that have been reported to the South African police, I wasn't able to tell you exact numbers. So we get made away by various communities and legal teams, the communities who take initiatives to actually report the individuals to police and police and to the rest. So at this point in time, we are not able to say how many arrests have been made as well. And again, on our media campaign, as already mentioned, we started running our stories again, and we've communicated that this is our first month of the opening, and you are going to begin to see an upgrade of communication. Communication is happening across the through various mediums, Malay community initiative community radio stations, and remember, mostly our client centers are to rural areas, and so the medium of communication is more focused on to the rural areas than in the airplane. But old claims versus the new claims and the electronic projects, what we have undertaken as the department, the science part of our change management, is to an EPNO process to projectize how we set claims. This is phase two of how we intend to change how the commission operates. The rest of the phase being the electronic version of the phase. But what we wanted to do was to ensure that we clean up the rest of the old phase before we can integrate into the new way of processing elections. So the intention is that the new phase are not going to be processed in the old way where mostly information was handled manually, but we want to use an electronic a way of settling through a project management project gate, which will be able to plan exactly the expected time per day. For example, if we know that it's something that are working, we should be able to determine how many days a week that phase should take, so that we're able to monitor progress. We are working with the department and we want an ETM process where we pledge that all claims are going to be processed in the NPS, and we're working to make sure that data that are then settled as a process of new process that this is a work process. And we're not able to give you those that information in terms of the average time it takes to process the case currently, but I think that we have to prepare for that. And if I can attend a claim, I want to make that case with the case process. We indicated earlier that terminology, we talk about certain claims, we talk about kind of like claims, and we talk about claims projects. A claim project, okay, we talk about the claim. A claim can be a community claim, and that community can claim more than one fund. And therefore, very often the fund, for example, is a community claim in six funds. The funds are very often always in the same people. And therefore the negotiation requires that one negotiates different parties. And in that instance, they don't all agree at the same time on the purchase of the value or accretion to the case. Some challenge the benefits of some claim, some are negotiate with the current price, some are immediately that they want to serve. And it will have to find that in one case you have to debate the case, because we're not going to wait for the last owner who is in the court to say that the claim is not ready, when you've got an owner who says I'm ready to sell to the commission immediately. We then will say that claim, and so that's why we call it a phase project. It is important for the action of the court because a lot of us are going to the phase project because we have to expect the court to each phase of the claim. So that's why we talk about phase project. And on the issue of the price tag that everyone said was a pleasure that we actually do this claim from Apple Sound the Coin Tank. But the claims that we're referring to are claims that comply with the restriction act. These are claims which when we look at the history is our possession that can happen. So what we're trying to show here is that there is no discrimination in terms of who can lodge a claim. As long as whoever, individual or community, lodges a claim complies with the restriction act. For example, the register of land claim, which is a claim that was a while ago, led to the court instead in certain instances, and they complied with the restriction act. And so it's not about the content waiting only for heritage, but for historic land. We're saying that if they complied with it, the Constitution Act is allowed to work against them. And
on the Ethiopia mobile site, whether we can actually extend the numbers. It's important to note that we said that in our presentation that currently we've got 14 mobile lodging sites, and we are extending to 23 lodging sites and related to 2 lodging sites. And so four mobile units are in addition to these offices. And we are looking at potentially at a certain point in time converting our communication units, mobile units, that into lodging units as well. So we will be assessing the progress and how the penetration into the rural data or any necessary adjustments is taking place. In terms of the location and the amendments, it says that we must work on both new and old games, prioritize old games. So the intention is that that's what we want. We already mentioned that we are prioritizing the implementation of all the research of the old games so that we can then begin to look at the research around the new games. Because really the most discussed part of the restitution process is the research but also the verification. So if we can beef up our capacity in terms of the research, we should be able to then get a sense of the direction that we're taking. Yes, we've got litigation currently in place. We've got litigation from current and owners to dispute the validity of the claim. We've got litigation as a result of competition claims where overlapping rights indications, sometimes the rights overlap fully, but sometimes it's just the amount of that overlap. And in that instance, we try and use the research that was made available to identify the rights in law. And if we're not able to find who has a valid claim, then that equivalent is to set to court, the lending court, which has established the exact to do that and be able to give a solution to those methods. And what we do as a commission is to provide the information so that then the court can make that determination. We are aware also that when we are settling claims, there are also other forms of litigation. Maybe at the point in time when we're doing investigation, where claimants have discussions with the court about who is a beneficiary and not a beneficiary. So those also an impact on the time that we're taking for us to be able to settle claims. But for example, settlement and financial assistance. Settlement means that the minister signed off the 42B in terms of the restitution act, confirming that the claim is valid and is ready for privatization and to the community. Privatization is when the transfer of the land has happened, or if it's an intercommunication communication, it's still a quite controversial offense. Very often, what happens is that the section 42B is signed by the minister, and we are now ready to pay, for example, if it's the financial organization of the community. And when we are about to pay, then some costs happen to the community, and we then have moved off on the payment until those are stopped. Or, for example, we're trying to set up a community of property organization, and the discourse around who should be member of the committee of the DPA, and that again causes delay because we are unable to translate into the DPA that number one not valid. And I'm not sure where there is community context. So those are some of the issues that we have to deal with at the commission. And we very often require the services of external parties, whether it's lawyers, mediators, provincial representatives from the legislation, so forth, you know, so on. I'll now hand over to the CFO to respond to some of the issues as well.
Thanks, Chair. On the question of the how much was requested from FEDER, I was just pleased to find the formal submission that we made when we dealt with last year's MF. So you will appreciate that that process is a process that happened around this time in the last year, last calendar. Because because when we came with MGF, it is at this time of the year. So what we would have requested for 2014-15 would have been the submission of last year. I just need to find the formal submission that is pertinent would have led to the secretary. And once I do that, I will send it to you. On the question of the financial compensation, as Honorable, I hope I answered the question well. But just to explain the process, so we do a research on the claims that we receive, and once we determine that the research is or the claim is valid, we request or we bring the services of a valet. They perform evaluation on the land that is being claimed, on the property that is being claimed, and they determine the value of that property historically. So if the deposition happened in the 60s, they would determine the historical value of that property in the 60s. And we would then take into account the time value of money, and we will determine what the value of that property would have been today, given the state that it was at disposition at the time when the property was deposited. So we have a CPI effect onto the historical value that we implement at the time. So the claimant who opts for financial compensation would then be offered what is the historical value of that particular property. And that is the manner in which that property or that claim would then be settled. If it was, the process that I've just discussed would have been if it was ownership, that the rights that were ownership and those tenants to have been ownership. If those rights were tenants to value, we would offer an settlement offer, which I think at the moment is about 92,000 rand, but it is still linked to the housing subsidy. That is in instances where it was tenancy. But where it was ownership, we do an actual evaluation, and we settle the claim on the basis on the actual historical value of that particular property. Those are the only ones that I need to deal with the claim.
There was a question on the contribution on a percentage of the land that has been purchased.
Okay, I don't want to hear about that. In terms of the institution's contribution to the resource of land, actually 3.09 million in terms of the residential. And on the issue of the task, I think now there were concerns in terms of the phases, phase 2 and 3 activities in the future and the visit needs to happen in terms of phase 4 has to go down in terms of negotiations with both the landowners and also the claims in terms of options that they decide. Now, we had come last year to this committee and actually advised the claim outstanding at that stage was 3,750. And since then, the last financial year we settled 262, which then gives us a balance of 8.71. So now that is the diminishing balance that we see in terms of the settlement. Now, in terms of 397,000 net operational loss, 397,000 is the expected number of new claims to be launched. Not the 8,400. So that's what we're expecting, and as we are seeing here from the data, of the 397,000 expected, to date has been 12,164 has been launched to date. Right, why is way number 3? No, sorry, 1344. Yeah. Okay, 1344. Okay, let me spend the issue to spend 10 minutes. In terms of recording the text, I
same category as the Mahayana. There is, okay, there is a second Western cape, like the borders on the northern cape, the Western cape, this word is soft craft, which now we study scientific. There are a lot of technical properties involved in that as well.
Thank you, sir. I'm happy that you clarified the issue of heritage provision or killing some books to use that heritage for poor scholars. But I'm a little bit worried. I don't know who, whether it's committee. Possibly issue a statement clarifying the statement which was made by President Zuma. And he said that the Restitution Act was amended to allow people to report that before 1913 lost the case. If you follow the news, almost daily, this issue is topical, and when you listen to a lot of countries, recently we had like the king of Zulu, Wanyamata, that all the claim land in Natal, Christian, and this, when you look at it, it dates back up to the 18th century. So we need to make sure that we manage this. And the department and the parents must take lead on advising the minister and the senator. That if President said the land is going to be, this restitution act is going to be amended, surely he had money from the electorate or from his party. Why is it delayed? Because now people listen to him. And they are beginning to say. So if that information is only given to certain side and other people are not given, then we are in trouble. That's what that is about. The government must talk with one and let us reach from one thing in.
Thank you. It's a bit sad that the commission staff have forgotten how much money they've got. Well, that's a good memory. By the year 2005, we had 13 billion to conclude the land process for the time. By 2010, we had about 29 billion rand. By last year, you were suggesting something close to, you know, over a million billion, I mean 100 a billion rand. You've forgotten that, and you got about 2 and then 3 and so on. The reason why I ask that question, it's not trying to be difficult, it's to show you that. Restitution process does not give land. It is totally underfunded, and when land is given, it's 3% of the 8% of the state. 20 years later, remember the restitution process, Chair, is the first act of this democratic government. The first piece of legislation that was passed in 1994 is the restitution land act. 20 years later, it's giving us about 2% land. We're able to get to pay more than a billion rand to one white farmer. Now, your own current allocation says about 2 billion, 3 billion. So you're already given more than 50% the last financial year to one white farmer. I'm raising this issue to show that
issue of opening of the registration claim has got nothing to do with land redistribution or historical redress. It's not your fault. It's not fault of official. It's a policy problem. We are sitting here with a real problem of this reopening, taking us back to colonial tribal reconstruction of the society that was resolving the national issue. All of a sudden I must go to my king or my tribe or my chief and queue behind them so that I can get a piece of land under the restitution process. That's what the president said. When you open, say to the king, get lawyers. Once you got lawyers, they change as kings and chiefs. And therefore what he's sitting with now is what I think is an orgy of claiming and counter-claiming by people who believe they're kings and the chiefs. Going back to the Qatar here. I'm raising this issue and I will not be, you'll not be able to answer my question. I ask you, what do we pay? What is the difference between what we pay black people when we give them compensation and what we give white people when we give them the second compensation on the basis of the land they stole? If you try to calculate that sum, you'll be shocked. You will see anti-black racism, continuation of apartheid treatment of white people. Again, I'm not saying the fault of the commission, the fault of the ruling party, which you need to engage. So I wanted the deputy minister to be here. So, our colleague from the DA are happy to run to a oversight to look at the lodgement things. We have been on this process for since the beginning, since 1994 we've been through this process. We know it does not work. And I say, point again, Chair, but the DA is trying to tell us that you go to one little office here and that will give you a sense of what the restitution process is.
The DA is a remark. In fact, the DAC, and you will recall at the meeting that Honourable Minister wanted that, that the DAC should be able to
can you raise your point of the issue?
No, that's fine. The DA represents an owner. The point that
I think there's some very important points that Honourable Minister is making that I'm actually genuinely interested in, but he's confusing it with some ideological projections and putting a bit of the media. Can we please focus on the meeting and the presentation that we have? And I'm actually interested in what he has to say, but he's sidetracking himself.
The problem of the... We are a country to rescue from white supremacist assumptions, from people who believe they have all the answers, and people who represent land peace. So, but let's go with this question. The issue here is that even the 1913 cut of the is a distortion of it. Distortion. We lost less than 1650. The exceptionalism of the Khoi Sam and Khoi and the Sam people, as a magnetic statement, is part of the colonial deed that tried to exclude the Khoi Sam from the large African black identity. The Khoi and the Sam, I'm a Khoi myself, we lost our land since 1652. So what are we doing with the restitution process? This is what the committee must actually look at. What is this process doing? On a point of order, Chair, and a point of order. We have, as committee, we have a spirit and were sent not by the ruling back, but you were not, you were sent by voters. Yes. Our job is job of oversight. I will be training more than 1 million voters if I don't raise the problem related to what we have done with this amendment. It is still an affront to building a nation,
a new
no, I feel what the point of order is.
Chambers again, and I do believe there's under items like matters arising, discussing issues after the presentation, all the opportunities are there, you know, to make this speech, and I'm sure the media will be invited to that as well. Chambers, can we speak to the presentation? That was a point of order.
Another one, Bhutana, you clearly indicated the correctly, so that as this committee, we are lawmakers, we have to oversight and also ensure public participation. I think our discussion each time comes, we must engage to that matter, because for the rest of us, we make amendments, you know, if there's a need. But for now, we can notice and continue the presentation.
To show that the other sometimes don't support traditional leaders, but they are going chiefs among the school. You confuse everything.
There's a point of order. The point of order is a simple one that let people speak on behalf of their master as they get their conscience. Thank you.
The first time will come for us. But for now, can you proceed to the presentation?
I think it's an idea, so to say, we will do this. It's not yet implemented. The one implementation was made on the spot. It's an idea. Because the president did not declare we are waiting. It's now 3 months. Nothing has happened. And for us to have an effective oversight, Chairperson, I think we went to an oversight period. And we expected a different report and a different presentation. I think we're seeing the same news or put in order that's quite an intense report that we're giving. I'm disappointed, Chair, because the feedback that I'm receiving shows that it's still the same manner we receive. Honestly, now. See, one of the issues that I've raised, issue of staff, we still there. The work that maybe in the next quarter, but now. It's not easy. You know, for us, the effective oversight is not only on policy, but the government's performance. It's so important. Because I gave the question of, in the last oversight visit, call center issue. Till today, they take plus minus 10 minutes to pick up the phone. Unless it's ongoing, they'll deal with it in the next call. Let me go back to the questions to show that I'm talking about. Now that I'm even correcting the report sometimes. And the report must be corrected before it comes to it. Because it happened in our site, isn't it? That they are going to have their own claim. But this report says, no, it's an error. I do not think that it's an error. No one, is perfect. There's a situation from our EFF or not. I get an explanation here on the issues of steps or of numbers. They were claiming in the last report, not this term report, they were saying the 9,000 things have been made, but the explanation that I'm getting is saying only 12,000 last things. The 9,000 are the numbers. And it was very hard to And the Buddha was going all the way to Shivasandha, Bhutan. Because it didn't have worked yet. They say 9,700 caves, which are known as for 10 or 4 days. Yeah, let us say. 9,700. Now, 9,700. Now, that was the thing, which is only for. We ask the condition of how much was the present. No, it's a year ago, I don't remember. And I'm saying to you, there are 840 states in 9,700. Maybe I don't remember. Nonetheless, I'm not satisfied with the state. Above all, it's a decision. We don't get it. There's no progress. It's a certain thing.
Thank you, Jay. Just a question I forgot in the first round, apologies for that. You referred to a sheep copy on page 30. It's important under a number of categories there. You can just explain exactly what, and how do you define sheep copy and how does it interact with the rest of the land restitution process, so it's a question of clarity from my side. The chairperson also is a member of parliament in fact just now. What is quite difficult to also understand is the reputation, in other words, reference by in a number of processes from the previous parliament, as well as the regulatory CFP, where provinces were being briefed with provincial legislatures that were being briefed, there was reference by 397,000 estimated as class. And we're not just talking class, the terminology used was that as class. Everything that I'm seeing there indicates that there's either a vast overestimation on the one hand, or alternatively, we are not even coming close to dealing with the expected, call it, flood of class that are going to be coming in over the next 5 years. So, the reason I'm raising this is because either there was a serious mistake made, the estimation, or there's a massive bottleneck that is going to be coming over the next 5 years. Now, that is what I have difficulty grappling with. Does the department still stand with the figure of 397,000 estimated value claims or not? And then I think it relates to the point that Amendment Ndikama, for the pronunciation. I'm spelling your name it makes a very, very important point. There's an escalation, financial escalation, that we've seen over time. You referred to the 30 million, 2005, 29 million in 2010, and then 2014, the figure that was bandied about was 129 to 179 million. Now, again, there's a vast overestimation, or there's alternatively we head towards the service and every bottleneck. And I think that's the kind of thing we need to pick up at this stage of the process. Thank you very much.
Let me start off by saying that.
Very well.
Then you have wine, it's all wet, but it will be the same. Okay,
yes,
wet.
Yes, that's
right. Okay. There's only a couple of questions, but let me start off by lamenting the chef's stuff. Such an important matter, land, it actually defines the state of South Africa. From the political principle, the minister and his two deputies, none of them could make time to to be with us the whole time too. This is quite the fact that we're getting on the implementation of the legislation that was approved by this committee. And on the very first day, none of them is able to. It may sound unfair, but we have special official to field the questions and to respond to them. We do not want to do that. They are the great political parties. And accordingly, I want to give an invitation to UDM, to the minister, to come and be with us when we get the national report. If you cannot take time to give us an internal report on this matter. It's a very, very small percentage of land that has been effectively transferred back to the rightful owners. And we're all hoping that the department will act on at a different pace when we get to this stage of things. So we do invite the minister to take time. If not him, it may be one of his enemies. But it's unacceptable that none of them is there. Well, it's not there to ask political questions for them. My first political question is, you're talking about possible overlapping claims. Now, you can tell how to be that was on settlement background. Now, it's not going to be fair to put a question to the administration about a possible political problem that may arise not so long. Here are ships, big ships, claiming to have a right to claim that. There are individuals who say we also have a right to this land. We don't expect this decision to be unreasonable. That's a highly political matter. But we put the question so that the minister knows that he needs to make explanation to us as to how this is going to be handled. There's huge potential for such claim coming up. The administration will not know how to deal with this. Maybe a refinement of the legislation needs to take place in order for South Africa, for the government to be able to handle this. Already in the media, there's a lot and lots of talk about this. So I'm trying to validate the point that I've made, that we do need political heads of the partnership with us. If it is a case in point, there are many more that are coming. We've got people waiting. Technical question is, do you authenticate the documents that you get that support claims? The criminal trends in South Africa today are far worse when it comes to fraud than they were just 5 years ago.
Not going on land.
Land is a serious matter. You're going to get a lot. That's the judgment itself. So that you don't even go into the expensive and the funding process of trying to verify. Just dedicate the document to their purposes. If you do not, we will suggest that you get that kind of document. My phone and the whole H2 was under fully created to sell things without my knowledge. And, you know, I've got to get my back. I told the, to do that oversight, the teachers that go there. So, you do get that. Now, the second point, the other point that I want to make is, but there, you say that you're going to be spreading your learning size in favor or in bias of rural areas. There is an area which is very bothering. As far as I'm concerned, the Eastern Cape, but the Air Force. That claim is an old claim. The last I had, I even spoke to the local ANC councillor as to what he knows about this. He's come to a standstill. What is happening? It's one of the old claims. You know, what is bothering about that part? You don't have to complain in South Africa is that there are large forests there. The white old company is doing roaring business. In spite of the fact that that claim was partially completed, if I can put it that way. But there is no finalization. So the people are just looking at the forest across the river, and they are not getting rental, even when the president went to pay a rental on Friday, the 4th of February 2012. I was still in Qatar at the time. Those people were not able to pay anything. That's why, watching this company making money out of their own land, and we're talking billions, we're not talking 1 cent. And it is a painful situation, what is happening. Now, I'm saying we just taking the college of the commissioners made in the report that we will prioritize okay, what is holding back there. We're talking money. Those people are getting nothing. And I'm not sure if they're going to get any bad pay in terms of rental
once the plane is finally finalized, so to speak, what is happening about those things?
Say in page 19, you talk about your point number one, land rights of soil in order to support land reform in the transformation by 2019. This puts a question in my brain to ask, are you going to synchronize your budget on settlement with the budget of the other division that is land reform? So just to make sure that as you finalize the claims, land reform, you know, does take place. I hope I'm making myself understood. Are you going to say from a big mouth when you take this kind of
transition? I'm going to say wake up one. If you take this as a kind of transition to say,
as you settle the land claims, talk to yourself,
revision, to say, hey,
be ready
with the land proposal. There is continuity in the process and not place. Let me rest my case. Thanks for the opportunity.
Sure, thank you very much. I'll just forward and follow the conversation on another chapter and show some of the human based on that also from the calendar. So I think the other part will raise some issues that are mainly accessed by communication that is. In my little 10 years experience in the legislative sector, it doesn't help if committees within themselves degenerating together. It absolutely doesn't help, because then out of that exercise, the department of the entity then gets an opportunity to work across things. But the common practice in the legislative sector, and I speak on behalf of it as a whole, without any of the collaborating, is for all parties to put aside the party jacket and wear quality jackets and choose the facts and wait for the plenary held in now political parties can, based on the empirical fact, correct settlement committee, then take a political stance. I'm aware some of the parties are very new, and therefore my
On the point of order, Chair, the honourable member this morning in the room shall not come here and tell us to gang up with the ANC against anyone. So that would be suggested. We're not going to do that. And we're not going to be told by him or anyone that matter how to perform our role of oversight. All they need to do is a request is to appropriate our land start compensation.
Thank you very much. I do know that the last of us, the AFF officials offered the college branch so that we can consider expropriation in public convention. I will say that the request to the ruling party to consider. I know we are hanging up on that one. You buy it. Let me step aside. I do know that it was an honest and a kind encounter, because in that manner then committees would become effective. But I do sympathize with the issue about the timing in general. I think I should be concerned out of that. Yeah. Chair, my question is to the commission. I was to some others, now they call it IS now, a community, that's not a community. And I'll start to plan so that I don't be able to stay in my family at this stage. That you would have a name that has a bad way, community, that's not a community. what is the role of the commission? What's the role of the commission? I'm from the UK, so I'm very keen or four in those positions. Would the commission get in and seek to mediate in a fair and impartial manner? To what extent is there an overlap in scope between the departments, not the minister, the department, and the commission? You know? Out of, for instance, the Ben Dambazwene case, the commissioner, you hear that the judgment of last week, the High Court, not judgment of the land claims court, but the land claims issue. Now, I'm not aware of the huge support out there, I'm sure, where are the commissioners to get the the local standards, you call it in your other case, would the High Court have local standards on the entrance issues between communities? That's what and I'm saying the government of the fifth of the current month on in relation to Colombia. The issue of allegations of either department or the commission staff bias. You have the five, three, two kids, two communities, they are your children, I call them that. Now, if then there's been a belief that is either your lower level official or the departmental official which have colluded in one side against the other, you know, and therefore would the other invisible issue emanating, what is the mechanism for achieving within the election process? You know, the figure of Lenda to also be a political matter. Say, we only discover now that the people of Mbazoyeni had a claim on our land. See now, she said in the 1904 proclamation, which now, Mridangui. She said, all of a sudden, here, yes, there are people who claim, we're never in contact, maybe it touches on the quality of the chair. It touches on quality of research and consultation in determining claim. You know, how do you determine a claim of Mbazoyeni without even consulting the people of the land who sit in the 1904 proclamation in their favor, as far as I thought the Black White in it. And then part of this, with the other competition, the real issues after the people. The involvement of police, arrest people, CIA community, and then the committee, the traditional worldwide committee, and all that.
Right.
So I think out of that brief overview of that case, what is your take as commissioner, commission department, what is your take in relation to how to handle such matters? How would these people appeal? Why do High Court get involved? Because as High Court gets involved, it gets to be more and more expensive. People partner. And I imagine the restitution process should be a mass-based process that are not based on the access, because this is another area of transformation. So basically, about that kind of context from the question to raise, I did not make this close to the horrible general question when you talked earlier on, because I did pick up something that's like a similarity. So on the other note, the 1913 determination is a political determination based on how the laws of the disempowerment and discrimination came into effect. Now it is an obvious fact that the 1913 Act was taken and took land to the 5% of the population. And therefore, it's not that number, 1913. It's not that number. There may be flaws here, but I think that statement is what to be corrected here now. 1913 was not something now, I think, of a useful year. Let's take a cut off of 1913. It was based on the 1913 Land Act. And therefore, if you seek to reverse the effect and of the discrimination law, you go straight to that law, 1953 Administration Act.
Honorable Mguni is misleading the house on the date, because he knew the last anti-colonial battle.
We are not discussing the date yet.
But he is
I would prepare my life to land on the level that I expected and do an attendance. It's going to be quite a long time for the alphabetic EFM to shape up.
Thank you very much, Honourable Chair. And can I just say this as a comment on this? And go and speak again on the issue of the healthcare society in Botswana today, again with the process that is underway that is separate from the current process. There are various policy discussions on the table, and this is work that is being done by the Department of Foreign Development and Airport. And not necessarily the question. But just to say that the number of trends with 9,000 comes from a regulatory interpretation which was done by external stakeholders to protect the reopening. So it's not a figure that has been presented to the community by the department or the commission. It is an external service provider who was given a mandate to do a regulatory impact assessment on the disability and opportunities that one has to take into account when considering the reopening. One is protected. Therefore, the figures around the 339,000 seems to be lost, and the budget that comes with it is not a not amount that comes from the department nor the commission. It's a document that was submitted to the control committee as part of the reaction that says that this is what you can do. So, as the commission was consistently said that we do not know how many land claims we are going to see. But we anticipate that there will be obvious hotspots based on the history, on the black box, and the information that happens. And if we understand our country, we know areas where the dispossession has been implemented. Otherwise, we are unable to say how many states are going to come in. We are monitoring on a daily basis the number of states that come in. And again, we said as of the end of the day, yesterday we had 1,200 people that have come in. I will request Mr. Singh to explain briefly how and where we get our numbers based on the interpretation of the various terminologies that we use. And further on, the communications vehicles, we said in our previous session, before we get the mobile launching unit go onto the ground, we'll make sure that the communication vehicles are on the ground first, being supported by the provinces and the countries. The communication vehicles have been acquired in their respective the author. But we don't want to create a situation where we don't have the communication properly. We said that we wanted to be looking at where the reports are and how we set one out. Again, I've communicated that we're on the staff for a month now. And a month is a very short time. And we are quoting that it's again an opportunity to actually implement the plan. And we communicated again that the president assented the amendment adding to law on the last day of the week. At that point in time, we had no insight into the process. We know that it was the same process of implementing. We, as departmental officials, were really waiting to see whether we were going to get green light or red light. And so until we got the green light, we did not need it. That is why now, only a month later, we are now starting to make sure that every box is filled. But what we are saying, that we are requesting that we be given an opportunity to actually implement, which is what we are doing now. As the time progresses, we are acknowledging that there is still a thing that we need to do differently. And we're trying to address those as we move. But otherwise, we're committed to making sure that we honor the mandate and implement as required. On the issue of overseeing claims and around the issue of care claims that where traditional leaders claim versus individuals of the community, we consistently communicated that an end claim was by any individual who meets the requirements of law. We do not check whether the person is a traditional leader or in the community of the individual. What we look at the validity of the documents that are presented in the history, which is why we say that the research that is going to talk to us, because that is what we make a determination on whether it's going to be valid. At the point in time when we receive the claim, what we're saying is that we are receiving the documents in good faith, and we will research it for sure. And once the research has been done, it is only then when we conduct the claim that we set it to say that the claim is valid. But before that, we are unable to say to anybody who got the claim that it's equal to a valid claim in terms of and will ultimately become a claim that is signed off by the minister in relation to transit. And so, again, based on the fact that we are coming by the restitution, that is emanating from the restitution, we cannot review anything that does not provide. In 2019, as the commission was unable to deal with that thing, maybe the department is in different ways we have to deal with that, but as a commission, we then communicate to that individual, chief individual member, that we are unable to deal with the case of the And on the question on whether we only want to take our documents, as much as possible we do. For example, we are collaborating with the Home Office to ensure that the identity documents that are submitted are valid. And also, we try and look at the name. And again, that's why we think the research is an important part of work that we do, because that's where we are able to actually look at what the two sections in the current ad hoc to criminalization of merchants of the court claim or dissuading people from merchant claims, that's what also helping us. So that even if the person comes to merchant claim, they're aware that it is a fraudulent claim, that there is a criminal case. And so if we have a situation where we've got all that in place, that's why we say that we've got our research that helps us to begin to unravel that question. Who of the community, sometimes more, are the very claimants of that case? We as a commission are not supposed to take sides of that case, but what we're supposed to do is to provide the research that we've done, and whether it's internal research or external research. If we feel that the research does not provide conclusions, we then request general practice for business. And although both communities, land owners, can also do their own research, which we then consider. But the important thing is that if they continue to do business about the same relation, is the forum that then needs to find discrimination on who has a very same relation. But the court, the commission says the discrimination that the commissioners are in to the court that they are able to make a And on the issue of the certificate that we're testing, I might make a comment to the certificate because I haven't looked at the certificate. But just to say that the Lincoln Court has the same status of the High Court. But land claim specific issues are heard in the Lincoln Court. But we are aware that in some instances, a couple of things over the High Court, especially with the issues that are additional to the Lincoln Court. And the court still depends on that. But the constitutional process can go up until the constitutional court depending on whether there is a constitutional issue that needs to be determined by the constitutional court. For example, we've got the Nicholson case in the recent case, which ended up in a constitutional court. So any dispute that is not able to be mediated by commission itself through internal opportunity or external absence is then referred to the length and court that will go through the normal process until the constitutional court. Rule 29.4 process, which is the 29th of the Constitution Act, allows that to provide legal financial support to the community to find themselves in a situation where, for example, an owner disputes the benefits of the state. And we can prove that those people are going to have to punish the state of medical court. We then the commission to have an obligation to show that the support of the community to take the medical court. So those are the things that are yeah, otherwise the commission is not supposed to buy, supposed to be the pressure to buy. I just let Martin just respond on the issue of the number of the jurors.
On the previous indicated, the single 39 is not a temple. I'm not sure what it is. I'm not seeing it as anything. The people we operate with, they normally get to finalize the thing. And they settle it for. Now, when we're talking about settled things, they're sitting right now, we're not talking about around the 77,662. We then claim to finalize the previous thing we have to make during the voting process, put on the table 9 years. About 29,900 claims that we finalized the average 10 years. Now the figure has gone up to 50,000. And we have to finalize. So maybe it is a bit of a confusion in the media.
From what I'm hearing here, are you referring to settled claims including the previous window for land acquisition? You're talking about as things stand currently. From what I'm hearing, that you're referring to cost claims. What this was indicated in this committee was an estimated 397,000 new claims, an estimation of 397,000 new bank claims. So I'm still not getting the picture of what we're talking about.
I think we have to also emphasize the issue of
we arrange a special meeting when we deal for the
the pre-Rangitic Congress of the Genev, all the practices, all the processes, all the concerns that have been referred to, that said those things we responded to in the totality as others. So it's necessary in a way to come to the defense of the commission at this taking time. I surely also would want this commission to be updated with regard to the notification process. Because we are not at the one with the commission with exactly where we are. We are hearing that the commission is saying today how many events to the 19 event escalator date, etc. We do know there's a special exceptions, there's a national heritage, etc. There's a codification process. So we need to be enlightened on that process. And as you were saying, it's not the commission that is driving the process, but the department in general is driving the critical process. But what we would have wanted the commission to indicate to us that Bruno, we must be sure that it's literally 1 month and 20 days, or 19 days after the open that the commission would be able to speak to us. Out of the 116 proposed, and we also appreciate that within the public sector, public service, it takes between 3 and 6 months to pull us off. As perhaps the commission would say, we are heartbreaking this appointment process and being visited by the end of September, that all 116 posts that have been identified, have been advertised, will be filled. Those are the kind of things, because we just, as a follow-up to our oversight, we wanted to make sure that all the mechanisms, all systems, indeed, are in place. So there is a direct link between our discussion and the oversight that we have done. Thank you.
Thank you. More than follow up, just a reminder of the 2 points that have been addressed. One is on policy. I know this was the third time that I'm talking about that, but within the friendliness that we had today, I would only say that, you know, one for the special department is that. The second one is the facilitated synchronization of the devices. I would like to get some comments for the consultation agreement or what, because the people acquire a good effect of abusing it and ultimation benefiting. So this would be the advantage of the money from the department. Thanks very much. I look forward to your response.
I think what about the other one, let's see if I can get the commission and give you the focus of all, so that you'll be able to do that. Understand the teaching commission about the family. And also be able to respond to some which you need to put the family. But it says to the first member not to wait for the commission meeting. If there's something that you identify in the commission, pick up the phone. You have the right to pick up the phone to check the commission. You can check makers providing you the information concerning the project. Because for public reps who are over 30, you need to be informed about each and every project. And get out of the way, you can be identified by the people. You have to pick up the phone and get information and give you back to them.
Thanks, Chair. And also welcoming your invite to that invitation that we should not wait for the committee to sit. There are lots of invites that we get from the ground, which will let us filter through and then wait. That's a good suggestion. I think one can say that from the briefing today by the commission, some things are very clear. One is that we don't have enough resources to deal with the magnitude of the project. And the little resources that are there, say I want to go to bloody kings and chiefs to watch a political process. And the one that we must really sharpen is that we are busy with revival of sexual identity. And this does not allow well for a process of a nation building and addressing the historical questions related to the main question. This must be put on record. So that when we go to, and we are going to try to get that attentive motion that we debate this question. Reopening of this particular process has got very little to do with land distribution. It's about giving money to white land owners and driving what we call the rural age chiefs and so forth.
Thank you, Chair. I'm still not clear on the theory. I just want to check from you your ruling, is it something that I should raise in as a recommendation at the end of this meeting, or should I raise it now? I'm unclear how the figure of 397,000 estimated bank claims were determined, but I do not see how it is either the budget or the figures that currently be dealing with speak to that. You know, there's a vast difference, and my intention is not to put the officials here under pressure, but my intention is to understand that difficulty. They're either missing something, or then there's a question that should be raised when we do the final rules.
Can I request the commission to provide the one page that they explain that, and also maybe you could just align that to what the project check the commission as provided by the system so that it can be verified. Provide to the commission because you base it on the commission.
I just hear you clear the same here, no knowledge of the perhaps expect your children, we get some information from one of them, and then as a basis for that. How are you? I'm just to check. The one that is quite a thing is not our completely of this. Then we can then make it clarify. The second thing does not speak one thing, two you say, I think you say,
Honorable.
You know, we appreciate now that the effect needs to be in common and then we can do what is expected.
I think Honorable Michelle wants to tell the when they get the information, if that can be provided to this person, so that they can check those. Although I receive Parliament, but this is not a new committee. They went up activities of the previous committee. So I think that can be taken into consideration so that they can provide us with the information. So all the changes in the documentation and also the stuff that the reflected by the system. But now I think it should be possible because we don't have the document that is the problem at the present. That is one thing you can provide us, you can check that it provides together with what the area one, which are the excellent, so that the committee can tell you something.
The method is if I have information that I want to this is the document I'm considering to, can you answer this question? How do you tell it this way? But if I have a problem there, why is who supposed to social society for from?
I think that is what I want. Honorable Mr. Moise said to the report of the one parliament. I think that can affect also the department to provide us the accurate information or to identify the measure that has been raised by Honorable Mr. Moise.
Chairperson, there's a document that's being referred to, or it's a briefing document emanating from the department that went to the NCRP. It was also part of the briefing of provinces, the provincial legislatures,
as the act was being the act was studied with the rules that support was signed by the president. I mean, it's not up to the team then that for some secret document that's either a presentation in the past year, presumably for this committee, but not definitely in the NCRP and the provinces on the briefing presentation. So we need to understand what's going on there.
Thank you. I'm a member, on this issue of figures, we'll provide information, but then just to say that at the end of the day, the confusion about the fact that we're talking about both the old and new process. But otherwise, the 379,000 in the regulatory impact of the people. And when you are going to undergo a process of the opening, for example, or amending legislation, you usually then use the REAP through an external service provider who creates a scenario planning, and therefore that figure came as a result of the service provider scenario planning. And the regulatory impact of the central plan was stipulated or was headed into the portfolio committee in the last and so that's what she said. So the figures about the number of claims lodged, so forth, the 79 are for the old claims. The figures that she gave today of 2,000 was referring to new claims lodged. So I think that helps us that the confusion was because of us going through in between the two processes, both the old and the new. And talking to the new process, there's a real that talks to the fact that the anticipated that at the end of the period, we are likely to see over about 397,000. That's what the VIA and independent meeting says. But that's not what the commission says. We say we don't know what it will do. And so today we received 12,000 tons. And so that's what the document says in terms of what we have to do. Any of the other figures that are made reference to are figures that are talking about the previous process, that is the old claim version. The only figure that we have currently is the 12,000 and the information by Maria. And we will provide a report on the claim of hope as a portfolio committee in terms of how soon that will happen. I'd like to respond on the synchronization with the department. And just on the Babia, to quickly say that we are at the point where we are doing the regulation. The application has been done as the regulation has been in the
there are a number of units in the cycle of branches. One is the land redistribution and development branch. One of the programs that branch runs is the regeneration and development program. And I'll come to that just now in my response. There's another branch within the rural development program. Called the Rural Enterprise and Industrial Development Branch. When we were settled the claim, we come together that there may be a need from the executive or the claimant that some additional work be done post-settlement. We do need to be used by and large to assist with the issue of development post-settlement. For instance, a farm may require recapitalization and development funds, and those funds are then made available through a particular process by sitting outside of the branch of restitution. So that is how we synchronize. The recapitalization and development fund follow, as I said, follow a process that other requests do follow. So there is that synchronization between the branch land redistribution and development and the commission itself and the other branches that deal with the enterprise development. So we do have we may have done this presentation in the last parliament. Maybe the practice would do it as part of the strategic planning processes when we do come for that. What we did with the virtual cycle.
the British Mathematical depicts exactly how the units of the department support each other and work with one another on progress. So there is that synchronization with the example that I made to you for the three.
Thank you very much for the response, colleagues. This will not be the first and the last mission. We are here to fight it. So we will be dealing with this mention from now up to 18. Children have enough time to engage with them on this matter. But before we conclude the mention, I just want to make some few highlights for the audience to know better, even for the comments.
Thank you.
those who have constituted the nation are assisted by the I don't know how much
Yeah.